Okay, hello, Audio Boo. This is probably the third time I'm trying to record this particular Audio Boo. October 2014. day 14. Sorry, I'm sounding so crook. I actually have a really bad cold and even worse cough. And so I haven't been feeling well, but I decided to quickly record this October thing. Something that's either out of print or a rare musical discovery or find. Probably could have thought of something a bit more interesting, but not really inspired today. And this is a discovery that Jeff and I discovered a few years ago when we had a sat at a cafe in Ra'anana, which is where we live now. And we heard this amazing cover of All That She Wants. But we didn't know who it was because the cafe was just playing music and didn't know who it was. And then it was when you couldn't buy stuff on iTunes Israel. Other than apps, you couldn't buy any songs back then, because only like in the last 2 years can you start buying music on iTunes Israel. But anyway, we went, and since we have an Australian address and an Australian credit card, we went home and went to iTunes Australia. And there must have been close to 100 covers of All That She Wants, of course.
And a lot of them were dreadful.
Oh, yeah. A lot of them were dreadful. In fact, most of them were dreadful. But we did manage to find what we were looking for and discovered that this guy is actually Israeli. He lives in Italy and makes a lot of music in Europe. He's got a couple of albums of covers. He has some really good covers, like Rhythm as a Dancer and things like that. Sagire, S-A-G-I. The last name is R-E-I. And he's Israeli. And I really like the version of All That She Wants. It should have probably been in the covers that I like better than the originals. But I didn't put it there. I didn't think about it then. So this is your chance to hear it. Hope you like it as much as we do.
See you.
Ray and his cover of All That She Wants, Ace of Base, of course. And really think there's no point in covering a song unless you're going to do something different with it. A few days ago, I was hearing some of the Octaver things about covers, and some of them were really good, but there was one cover that really annoyed me. It was Mary J. Blige covering Overjoyed by Stevie Wonder. Excuse me. And the thing that annoyed me most was that she basically tried to make it sound exactly like the original arrangement and all. What's the point? If I wanted to hear the original, I'd play the original. If you're going to cover a song like that, or any song, give it something else. I felt that it was just like a pointless cover. Anyway, that's enough about that. I'll see you on day 15.